you know. Are you thinking of a change? You keep bringing this up. You want to go and secure that house, don't you, for yourself? You want to say, this is my house. I'm going to occupy it. You're brown.
This is the Apralo ALS introductory session. It is Sunday, April 7th, 2013. We are in function room 6 of the Beijing International Hotel.
Thank you. Chinese output. Can you hear me? All right. Can you hear me? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm using the English channel. Can you hear me? English channel speaking. Good.
Can you hear me on this other machine? Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, this is the French booth on the English channel. Can you hear us? Hi, can you hear us? Okay, good.
Hello, this is Claire on the French booth. Can you hear me? No? Yes, you can. Can you hear me? This is Claire from the French booth. No? Hola, hola. Hello, hello, no? Ya vos si te escuchan? No, ellos no. Oh, hello. This is Claire from the French booth. Okay? Yes?
It doesn't work. It does now. Good morning, everyone. First things first, with Heidi, whom you will come to know and completely rely on for housekeeping, and then our ADAC chair, who is just full of energy and ready to go.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Heidi Ulrich. I'm with the Director for At Large, and I'm just very briefly like to introduce you to my fantastic staff. We have Sylvia Vivanco. She's the manager of the regions of the RALO, so she'll be actually your point of contact throughout your stay. We have Matt Ashtiani, who's the policy specialist for ALAC support. He's going to be running 3 computers, so he's going to be looking at... He'll be controlling the screens, and he'll be handling the remote participants as well. Just to let you know that we are running, we are streaming, we have a video link in the Adobe Connect, so you're going to be filmed somewhat, primarily the head desk here, table. We also are being interpreted into Spanish, French, and Chinese, so please speak slowly. And we are being recorded by an Adigo bridge, a telephone line, which will result in a recording as well as a transcript. So please, before you speak, state your name clearly. Okay, thank you. Holly?
Olivier Crapin-LeBlanc, and for those who aren't used to the microphones, when you want to talk, just hit the little red button that says talk, and when you don't want to talk, or rather you don't want to be heard, just hit the little red button again.
Thank you very much, Holly. My name is Olivier Crapin-LeBlanc. I'm ALAC chair, and I'd like to welcome you all here to this full week of work that we have, and I hope that you will enjoy the week as much as we do. It's a hard week because we always have to start very early in the morning, and it lasts until very late at night. But I hope that you will be able to get a better idea of how things work in ICANN, how things work in ALAC, and at large, how you all fit in the overall picture of the at-large community and of the pyramid that we are, in order to bring our input into the processes that ICANN is running, the policy development processes that ICANN is doing. I'm going to wait for Matt to put the little presentation that I've got for you. And you might be seeing it again when you have Morning with the Fellows. I'm not quite sure whether you will be having a joint Morning with the Fellows on the day when I'll be speaking to the Fellows. Unfortunately, I only have about half an hour, actually a bit less probably than half an hour, because I have another thing to do right afterwards. So I might go a little bit fast, but then, as I said, you'll have another chance to look at the presentation later. And I understand that the presentation itself will be linked to the agenda page, which is currently on the screen, but which Matt will be updating. And you can then also load that agenda page on your computer. There are two agenda pages, just to make things a little bit more complicated. The first one is the ICANN overall schedule, which is on the beijing46.icann.org website. One of the problems with that is that it cannot change. And because some meetings have been moved a little bit, and as far as we're concerned, we've had to move a few things by maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes, that agenda page is a little bit out of date. We have another agenda page, which is displayed on your screen, and I'll ask staff perhaps to put it one way or other on the chat, or if you don't know what it is, just ask Matt or Heidi or anyone, or maybe Holly will also know. And that page will have a detailed schedule of what we're doing every day, and what you're going to be doing every day as well. And we'll try and stick to the times, but you'll notice that we sometimes take a little while more to get things organized, to technical things and so on. So we'll sometimes be a little bit behind schedule. So the At-Large Advisory Committee, the ALAC, is the 15-member committee. And I can see that the presentation is up, so let's get going right away. It's a 15-member committee that is representing all of the different regions. I can see more people coming in. That's great. Let's go to the first page. First, let's have a look at the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. This is a diagram which you might have seen in the past, which is on the ICANN website. It's got all of the different constituencies and parts of ICANN that are there. And sometimes I wish I had a little laser thing. Does anyone have a laser pen or something to point? Izumi, fantastic. Izumi is a long-time member and was a member, I think you were a member of the ALAC in the past. In the beginning. And, of course, he comes fully kitted, and your chair does not come fully kitted with one of these. So, and the reason why I don't have one of these is because I play with it all the time. So,
thank you.
So, Matt, can we actually maybe make the screen a bit larger, this thing, that's fantastic. Okay, so you've got the board of directors that's in the middle here, and that's got people that are on the board that are selected by the different parts of ICANN. And the one where we are is for number 15, and that's at large, and it's got the different regional at large organizations, and it's got the ALAC. that's underneath there. The regional at-large organizations are called RALOs. You've got other parts of ICANN that are also present here during that meeting. You've got the address supporting organization, the ASO. That's the people that deal specifically with the numbers, the IP addresses. You've got the GNSO, they deal with the generic names, so .com, .net, .org, and all of the new generic top-level domains that are going to be created very soon. You've got the CCNSO, which deals with the country code number supporting organization, and that's the .cn, .fr, .uk, .it, .jp, the different country codes. And then you've got the few people that are selected by the nominating committee. That's a sort of semi-independent group of people that appoint, is it 8 people on the board? And I'm sure you'll have other chances to learn what the other parts of ICANN are. And then you've got a number of advisory committees that have people that are just liaisons on the board. The Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the Root Server System Advisory Committee, the Internet Engineering Task Force, the Technical Liaison Group. These four are, they do basically what their name implies. And then there's an important one, the Government Advisory Committee, that's the otherwise known as the GAC, and they are the input from the governments into the ICANN processes. You've also got ICANN staff that supports everyone. I think the numbers are a bit out of date here. This table is from at least a couple of years ago, and since then there have been a lot more people that have been hired. And then there's the president and CEO, Fadi Shehadeh, whom you will be able to see in about an hour's time. He's going to come and speak to us. And the ombudsman is a sort of a semi-independent person as well. That's the if you think you've been handled in an unfair way, or you have a problem with ICANN, or something has happened to you that you're annoyed about, then you can go and see the ombudsman and discuss with him what action should be taken, etc. The next slide, please. Is basically getting rid of the board, because one of the problems is that the board is always at the center of the diagram, and so everyone thinks, well, if we can't understand each other and we can't find a solution, we'll just send it over to the board and the board will make a decision. And in fact, the board doesn't like that, because if a few hundred people are not able to reach a conclusion, how can the 15 people on the board reach a conclusion, since they're all coming from the different parts of the community? So you've got here the diagram that gives you the overall view. An interesting thing is that ICANN is a multi-stakeholder model. So you've got the governments, you've got some advisory committees, you've got the internet users, you've got some operators from country codes, you've got some registrars and registries and other, this actually is a multi-stakeholder model, the GNSO, with registrars, registries, and IP interests, so intellectual property interests, internet service providers, businesses, universities, consumers, etc. And then you've got the address supporting organization that also is a multi-stakeholder model, because within their regional internet registries, the RIRs, you have people from all parts of the multi-stakeholder model that take part in the policy processes. Let's go on to the next one, please. So at large is, as you know, worldwide, covers the whole world, is divided into 5 regions. APRALO, the Asia-Pacific, actually it's Asia and Australasia and Pacific Regional At-Large Organization, and I'm saying this because Holly is very keen on hitting me if I don't say that. So you're part of the world. Here is, I would say, the most diverse part of the whole of any of the regions. It spans from the Mediterranean all the way down to the Pacific, so it's a huge, huge area. The other ones are, you've got Europe, the URALO, You've got Africa, Afralo, Latin America and Caribbean, which is Lacralo, that spans here, and you have the you have North America, Naralo. And you'll be noticing that Greenland is actually with Europe since it is part of Denmark, it's been properly reflected on that. So the different regions, each of the regions is basically putting two people, selecting two people to go on the ALAC, and there's a third person that is selected by the nominating committee, which I spoke to you about earlier. So there are three people from each region on the ALAC itself. And the ALAC itself makes the selection with the help of the chair of each one of the regions to send someone onto the ICANN board. And that person at the moment is Sébastien Bachelet. I think he will be coming to see us a little bit later as well. You'll be able to ask questions over to him. And effectively, that's the whole world covered with all of these different places. You'll notice there Antarctica is not on there. We haven't got any ALS yet, and we will have to find out what we do when we have an ALS from Antarctica. Oh, well, the Australians are saying that they will, because they're very close to Antarctica, but others, you know, the Latin Americans might also say that they're close to them as well. Anyway, let's not go into that. We'll cross that bridge when we need to. Next slide, please. So what is at-large? It's a community of individual internet users that are grouped. There are more than 150 at-large structures. So the at-large structures, as you know, because you are all part of at-large structures, are very diverse. There are some computer organizations. There are some organizations that support deprived communities. There are some organizations that support I keep on making the mistake. I say old people. They're not old people. I'm an old person, but they're senior citizens. There you go, senior citizens. There are organizations that support youth as well, young people. And I'd love to be in the young people category, but there you go. At some point, you just can't do anything. What do they do? I mean, they're active throughout the world. And what does the ALAC itself do, so the committee? So we have a mandate within ICANN, which is described in the ICANN bylaws, and there are a number of things that we are tasked to do. One is to issue comments in response to ICANN public comment requests. You will have noticed that you see on the lists, on the ALAC announce list, you regularly see requests for comments, and there's a process in ICANN by which the community, so not only at large, but everyone else in ICANN, is able to comment on what is going on specific subjects, and give the feedback so as for the input to this process that might change the way that the process goes. But one thing that is particular about the at-large community and the ALAC is that it's actually able to issue comments on virtually any subject or anything that is ICANN-related. So we don't need to stick to the public comment periods. We can comment on other things as well. If we don't like something that is currently going on, whether it's a procedural thing or whether it's procedural process, policy, we are able to comment on it at any time, and we can address the board directly, or we can write to the CEO directly, or we can write to the other communities within ICANN directly. We can also issue comments on external processes that are linked to ICANN, and we have done so in a couple of times. We have written to the U.S. Department of Commerce on a renewal of some of the contracts that it had with ICANN. Apart from the comments, we also take part in cross-community working groups. The GNSO has created some working groups over the years which require other people from the community, so not only GNSO members, and we send people over into those cross-community working groups to bring our input not only after the policy has been developed, but whilst the policy is being developed. So we start really at the very beginning of a policy being developed. We also have the task to relay the ICANN message to the internet users around the world. Now, that's a real hard task. I know that we are spread all over the world, but how do you reach what we call the edges? Well, we reach the edges, the all of the internet users, thanks to you. You're a very important, integral part of relaying that message and relaying what ICANN is doing to the rest of the world. And it's not a one-way process. It's a two-way process. It's getting the message out to the people out there, the internet users everywhere around the world, but also getting their feedback and getting their input into the process so that we know what they think. What do you think about the new GTLDs that are being created? What do you think about whatever, the new registry agreement and so on? I know that many of these subjects are sometimes completely alien to the people in the streets because the majority of people out there think that the internet just works and they don't really think why. And it's a tragedy because they think that it works, but tomorrow it might stop working. If we don't do our work and make sure that the internet continues to grow in a reliable manner and in a manner that keeps it as open as possible and using the same user-centric part, then we're going to have a problem in the future because one day it might stop working. And at that point, people will think, hang on, but who's in charge of this? So we need to really tell them, well, we're not in charge of this, but ICANN is actually in charge of one small part of the internet, and that's the coordination of the domain names and coordination of the IP addresses, the internet addresses. So the coordination of the internet's identifiers. And as you know, if the internet's identifiers don't work, if you don't have an address, if the address doesn't work, then the internet stops working. So it's a really key part of how the internet works. And then we also coordinate the filing of new GTLD objections. As you know, there is a process in ICANN at the moment to create new generic top-level domains. And that process has given the chance, and that's the board that has given the chance to the at-large advisory committee to file objections on new applications that have come in. I think we will be speaking about this later on in the week. So in the interest of time, I think we'll just move on to the next slide, please. But it's a really good thing because it's the first time that the ALAC has been given an operational responsibility, whilst before it was just given advisory responsibility. Here it's a case of like our users, our community does not finds that there's a problem with this new application, we are going to object to it. At-large operates in a bottom-up fashion. So I know that a lot of people say, I think this is my folder. No, I'm always beware of Australians. I've got one on the right and one on the left now, so got to be careful. So at-large operates in the bottom-up process, and it's funny because bottom-up is a concept that is mentioned by some people. Some people call it bottoms-up. Now, recently... No, I'm not going to go into that. Well, someone who was in charge in ICANN used to call it bottoms up. Anyway, you'll find out maybe later on in the week. In the UK, bottoms up is when you have a large pint of beer and you finish it in one go, and afterwards you go, another one, please. So it just is weird. Bottom up is actually different. It might not be as exciting as finishing a full pint of beer in one go, but that's the bottom up. Process basically means that you have input that comes from the bottom of that pyramid that we see here, and it goes all the way up to the top. So you've got the at-large structures at the base that feed into the regional at-large organizations, and the members that are present around the table here would feed into the AP RELO, and that feeds into the ALAC. And then the ALAC would feed into the policy development process that ICANN has, and that would ultimately feed over to the people on the board who hopefully by that time would have a clear picture of what they have to do. Next slide, please. We have it's difficult to get the input from the edges, from you guys and from your users, from your internet users. So we have a process by which we try to give as much of a chance for everyone to have the same voice. Because the problem in a large group is that you'll have the ones who are very outspoken and who will monopolize a lot of the time, and you have some people who are a bit more reserved and who will not contribute as much. So we have a process by which we hope that everyone would be able to contribute to the extent that they can. We have a difficulty in at large, a couple of difficulties. The first one is the fact that when we run conference calls, the world is a round thing. I found out recently that the Earth is round, and so at some point, it's 3 o'clock in the morning somewhere in the world. And normally Sydney, yes. And I don't know why it's always 3 o'clock in the morning in Sydney. It must be a very dark place. But anyway, so at some point, so that's one thing, and this is why we actually have a process by which we work using wikis, which are web pages by which you can type your input rather than needing to be on the phone. So that's one thing. The other thing is we have a cultural difference. Some parts of the world are more outspoken, and they will be immediately taking front line and speaking, and no one else will be able to speak. Some parts of the world are a bit more reserved and think before they speak, which is a good thing. Some parts of the world speak in a different language. And so that's a difficulty as well, because if they speak a language that no one else understands, then it's, you know, they can speak by themselves, but no one else will know what they're talking about. So there is a process using the wikis that helps everyone being able to have their voice. Now, I'm really sorry, again, the diagram is a little bit small, but you will have the possibility to have that diagram and download it and look at it. Effectively, what you've got to start with, and I can't even read this. Here we go. An ALS wishes to comment. So an at-large structure, that's where the at-large structure starts. It talks about their concern over with the regional at-large organization. And then if there is consensus at regional at-large organization, and I guess I have to describe consensus. Consensus. I'm going to do the shortened version. The long version takes about a week. The short version of consensus is effectively we don't really like working with votes, because if you have a vote, it means that the discussion has broken down and there are two points of view which are radically different, and it's a yes or it's a no. So in consensus, you basically try to find out what the majority of the people in the room are happy with or at least unhappy with in some cases, in order for the majority to say, well, look, we can work with that. And that's it's really the responsibility of the chair, I guess, to get the input from everyone and make sure that there is a general direction in which the whole group is going that most people are happy with. I guess that's describing it in any more difficult. It's difficult to describe consensus, isn't it? It's one of the big questions of ICANN. What is consensus? The GNSO has worked on this, has spent weeks, in fact, months, I think, about consensus. And they have, I don't know how many pages document that describes it. And the moment they released it, they all said, well, we agree on that. But another part of ICANN said, well, we don't agree on that. That's not our definition of consensus. But if you can just stick to the idea that consensus is the majority of the people are in agreement with what's with the subject or with the decision, then you have a rough consensus. And, of course, it'll be a stronger or a weaker consensus depending on how much that majority is. So if there's consensus at regular level, and I'm sorry to have taken a long way around that, then the RALO can speak with the other RALOs, and if there is then consensus between the RALOs that this is an important point that needs to be pushed forward, that can immediately be sent over to the ALAC. Next comment, please. And you will notice at each level there is a way. There's my lightsaber. You can see here, comments. So at every level, you know, is there consensus at ALAC? Sorry, previous page again, please. Sorry to go back. So here we go. So comments here with the RALO discussion, then comments here at the ALAC discussion, and then the next one. Thank you. And then there is a statement that gets drafted. You see, ALAC asks for a statement. Somebody holds the pen. Statement gets drafted. And then the ALAC issues this statement. There is a vote. Now, finally, there needs to be an actual process by which you need to ratify any statement that comes out of the ALAC. And so there is a vote at that point. But in general, we've found that 99.9% of the members of the ALAC agree with the statement. And this is not because, there are threats to people that don't say, yes, I agree. But it usually is that if consensus is found during the discussions, the majority of the ALAC members will support the statement. And then the statement is released or sent. Next slide, please. And I think we're reaching the end, and I'm reaching, yeah, I've got a few more minutes. This is the public comment request. So the previous process was the natural input from an at-large structure. That's great. Network connectivity is gone, but I can see. The input from an at-large structure. If you have a response to a public comment request, it's slightly different because there, in general, you have very little time between the time a request for comments from the community is issued and the time that we have to send a statement out. The system at the moment is a minimum of 21 days for the initial comment period. This means that the moment that they sent the request out to the moment they close the comment period, it's very little time. 21 days to be able to reach the internet users out there and bring their input is pretty hard. And next slide, please. Here we go. Yeah. So you got the initial request, and if I can see this, so there is now this is all in theory, and in some cases it actually happens quite well. That there should be a relo discussion on the comment, and there's also a discussion among the ALAC members on there. And if there is a consensus that there should be a statement from the ALAC required on that subject, then someone picks up a pen and or a keyboard and starts writing the first draft. Somebody who generally might have followed the subject for a while and is informed about some points of view, they might actually ask for the point of view of other people before that and would draft a first draft to the statement. And then there is a possibility for everyone, and I mean here everyone, not just ALAC members, but everybody that reads the statement to actually comment and say, I agree, I don't agree, I think this sentence should be changed. And that actually happens maybe sometimes once, twice, three times. And within that 21-day period, it's a very, very short amount of time to be able to refine a statement to something that is that reflects the consensus or the points of view in the at-large community. So if there is consensus at that point, then we go through the same process as before, where you have the ALAC that issues the statement, and ratifies it, and then sends over the statement to wherever it needs to send that statement. The important thing I wanted to touch on was this, the first draft. That's the pen holder. It does not need to be an ALAC member. It doesn't need to be a RALO chair. It can be anyone in our community. So I'm looking at all of you, and I'm hoping that some people within the next few months will be picking the pen from this room, will be picking the pen and will be drafting statements. I'm saying that because there are a lot of subjects that we have to comment on. And the 15-member committee is overstretched. There are so many things that are happening simultaneously. But we have the luck of having a community that is so diverse, that is so widespread worldwide, that has so much knowledge. It might well be that the subject that is discussed in ICANN might be some subject that is a legal, very legal oriented, very technical subject. I don't know. There are some subjects which are sometimes difficult for ALAC members to grasp. And that's where we really want the community members, you, to be able to pick up the pen and move the process forward. If you need help, don't worry. We have plenty of people that can help you help you through the process, but it's really important that you're all able to, you know that you are able to pick up the pen. You don't need to be on the at-large advisory committee itself. Next slide, please. And so this that's just the last page, some important links, because a lot of people ask me and say, oh, so what does the ALAC do? Or what's going on at the moment? And I think that those three links are quite helpful. The first one is the correspondence page. That's the page on which all of the statements that the ALAC has drafted ever since quite a few years ago, all of these statements can be accessed from there. So if you want to see what a statement looks like and you know, what we've been up to and so on, that's a page that you should consult. The next one is the at-large policy development. That's the statements which are currently being drafted, and you can access all of the wiki pages of the current statements being drafted and also the past statements that have been drafted. And the last one is the at-large working groups. Because we have so many things, so many subjects that we have to tackle simultaneously, a number of working groups have been created. You don't need to be on the at-large advisory committee to be in a working group. In fact, it is highly encouraged that everyone looks at those working groups. If you're interested in only a specific subject, not in everything that we do, but just a specific subject, we really are thankful for the help that you join the working group. It might be that for 6 months, nothing happens. But then suddenly, the subject comes into ICANN and you'll be called upon. And it'll be a case of, oh, I know what we can do on that. I have a pretty good idea. And in fact, my community, our at-large structure deals specifically with this sort of thing. And that's where the working groups become really helpful, because the working group is able to bring some expert opinion and maybe even pick up the pen in order to start drafting those statements. So that's the short a medium size intro to at large. As I said, I'm sorry, I have to run. I have a couple of minutes, but I'm sure during the rest of the week I'm going to be here. I think this is my new home for a while. So you know where to find me, and I'm really looking forward to speak to all of you about at large. And if you have any questions, of course, you can ask not only me, but all of our colleagues who are sitting at this table here, and you'll see a number. There's a lot more that will be coming as well later on. And if they don't behave, then tell me, and we'll send them over outside and get the geese to have a go at them. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier, and thank you, Heidi. We both have to be called away straight away. I would strongly urge you to look at the very last slide, because that is the way into what we do at ICANN. I imagine there are some of you here who know a lot about ICANN and a lot about the world we live in. I'm looking at Azumi, I'm looking at Shiva, I'm looking at people who have a lot of experience, but some of you are like me not that long ago. Everybody's talking in acronyms and you think, she's talking gibberish. I'm going to pretend I know what she's saying. Now, the language thing, nobody told you, but this is how, if you do not speak English, there are interpreters. You can use the interpreters for French, for Spanish, and for Chinese, and that will help you understand what's going on. So, and most of the rooms actually have this facility, which will help you understand what's going on. The next thing to be said is probably to repeat what and to stress what Olivier said, which is we are all here representing internet users, and that is perhaps our most important function. I want to just read to you from the AP RALO objectives. This is what all of you should be doing, what all of us should be doing. The first is to promote a forum and to promote and encourage Asia-Pacific, and I'll put Oceanic, internet user participation and involvement in ICANN in an open, accountable, and transparent manner. And all of those words are important. The first word is input, and that means we need to hear from you and we need to listen to you, and you need to listen to each other. Open, accountable, and transparent are absolutely important words for ICANN. We all put our own comments out so that everybody else can critique what we say, can agree, disagree, support, put another viewpoint. The next is to promote and understand and advocate for internet individual internet users. That's why we're here. And to provide a forum for outreach, because we as at-large structures have to listen to our own constituents, have to understand what their needs are, and then take those needs and those concerns into ICANN, where they can be heard. To provide a forum for outreach, coordination, and exchange of information and knowledge for persons who live in the Asia-Pacific region. And it says, as defined therein, well, you've seen the map, and we take up probably half of it, even though we're only one-fifth of the five groups. To act as an interface between individual and internet users and ICANN, and to promote skills. This is to understand that all of us have to help each other understand the language that some of us use, perhaps more than we should, to use acronyms. If I say anything, or any of us use words you don't understand, please ask, because otherwise there's going to be conversations you won't understand, and it won't help you, it won't help us. So for all I can say is, when I first arrived, I thought everybody spoke a strange language. I'm convinced now that 50% of them still do. The next is to bridge the digital divide and encourage users in developing countries to participate. And that is really critically important. We want to bring everybody into the global internet environment. The final thing is simply to select two individuals to represent. Now, there will be elections for offices. I'll talk about that at a later session. But actually, we have to represent AP Rallo to the at-large, to that one body that represents the at-large structures globally. I want to do the roll call. Thanks, Matt. Just to point out, I want you to actually put your hand up when your name's called so that we can all start to know each other and start to actually talk to each other. So if I mispronounce your name, you're allowed to beat me up. Okay, next slide. Is Ali here? I think he had difficulty. Matt, you were saying he had difficulty, he couldn't make it. Okay, next. Is Anupam here? Welcome. Next. the other Australian. Right, next. Is Dennis here? No, okay. Is Derjun, if I mispronounced that? How do you say that? If I said that wrong? No, don't say well, say no or yes. Or you're being polite. You can correct me later. Next, Matt. Where's Edmund? I bet Edmund's running around doing all sorts of things. Everybody knows Edmund. He's here. Next. Is Imani here?
Imani's arriving this afternoon.
Right. Hi, Imani. Next. Fuad's here. Yay. Now, Fuad's one of our vice chairs. So just stand up, Fuad, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, vice chair. Next. Next. Hong's here. Hi, Hong. Hong is representing. Hong is China. Welcome, China. Welcome. Thank you. Next. Azumi, we know Azumi. Everybody should know Azumi. Font of all knowledge. No, he's one of the young ones. Next. Tom, is Tom here? Jerry, hi. Next. This should be longer, sorry, but where's Joseph? Hi, Joseph. Well, you know, in Australia we have lots of ngs. In fact, there is one who is the general counsel for APNIC, and we all know him well. So you're in a noble company. Next. On luckily, he calls himself KT. So I don't have to pronounce it. Where's KT? He's not here. Good. Well, I don't have to pronounce his name. Right? Maureen helps me out here. Thank you. Next. Keith is here? No. Kiwis are allowed.
Sort of.
Next. She's a Kiwi. Sort of. Liana is? Oh, dear. Not yet. Okay. Next. Now, Matt likes the picture. Ling. Where?
He's behind you.
Welcome. Next. Mahmoud, welcome. I think you've been here before. Yay! Fantastic. Fantastic. Next. Next. Nimrod, hi. I think this is a... Is that a subtle hint,
yes.
Matt?
Keep going.
Pavan. Is Pavan... Oh, yes. Hey. Welcome. Yay. Woo. Pavan has done everything. It's just been amazing. He's just sort of works behind the scenes, making sure everything happens, sort of, along with Matt and everybody else. Next. Pua.
Yay. Where did she go?
Yeah. Sorry. She's not wearing... Madam. Rinalia.
Wait, sorry, the name is wrong. It should be Rinalia Abdurrahim, and there's another representative from Internet Society Malaysia here. Would you like to make yourself known?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, please stand. Hello.
Suhaidi Hassan from Malaysia.
Welcome. Next. Salah, I've seen today. Where's Salah? I know. She was at breakfast. Next. Samvel. Hi. Welcome. Next. Satish. Welcome. Hello. Save. Right. Okay. Okay. Next. Here we go. Where is she? Sirnish. What? She was right there. She had on a lovely purple T-shirt. So if you see somebody looking like that with a lovely purple T-shirt, say hello. Next. Shiva. Welcome, Shiva. Sahedi. Yay. Is Susan here? I haven't seen Susan. No. Ah, Winthrop. Now, where's Winthrop? He was in dinner last night. Ah, he survived dinner. He survived dinner. Excellent. Yanis?
Hi.
Hi, Yanis. Hi. Are you sure? There you are. He was back there. I'm getting confused. YJ's around. Where's YJ? That's it. Now, I hope... what home?
Very sorry. Enlarged China, the field to respond to the email of Maureen. Very, very sorry. But we have a representative right here.
Yay.
This is Mrs. Xi from Enlarged China. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Welcome. And now that... I'm sorry that was so quick. Oh, well, Gisela Stanton.
Susie.
Okay. You all want to go to the gala dinner, trust me.
Okay. Now, there's some homework for everybody. If you look at... Actually, Renalia, do you want a word or two?
Thank you, honey.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Renalia Abdurrahim. Holly and I are co-chairs of the Beijing Organizing Events, and I would like to extend a very special welcome to all of you, and for those from China and the Chinese-speaking world, 特别欢迎你们来参加我们的会议. I just want to echo what Holly said just now, which is ICANN meetings can be really overwhelming, and if this is your first meeting or your second meeting, there are a lot of things that will make you go, I don't understand what that means, or what is this and what is that. So we've decided in the committee very early on to make your introduction to this ICANN 46 meeting in a very structured way, and that is why you have the very early morning meetings at 7 a.m. with the joint fellows, and I really do hope that you seize that opportunity to get an overview of ICANN, because that helps set the orientation for you. And then, of course, we have our at-large program, which is quite considerable in the folder, and Holly will go through that in a bit. And so I would like to encourage you to ask questions all the time if you're not sure, and if you're shy about airing the question in public, in a public forum, ask people around you and the staff or ALAC members. That's all that I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renalia. And Maureen would also like a word or two. Maureen?
Thank you, everybody. It's really being lovely to be able to touch base with you all personally. Last night, I actually sent out a message about the showcase tomorrow. We had a walkthrough yesterday, and there are some things that have actually been changed slightly. We're actually asking that if you have a laptop that you're bringing for the display, there aren't going to be any PowerPoints. Management don't want to have a whole lot of cords running around the place, so we're asking you to have your laptops charged up to last for the 2 hours while you've got your presentation on, unfortunately. And if there is anyone, there are some people who actually wanted to have a presentation running on the plasma screen during the evening. If you have anything, you must get it to Matt by as soon as possible. It's really, really urgent so that he can get it all organized for tomorrow. I think there's anything else, but if you have any questions or queries, you can see me during the day. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Before I go, just quickly through the schedule to let you know sort of where we expect you to be. By the way, the next meeting is in here, so nobody's got to move. Are there any questions or comments in terms of what we've said so far? If you have any questions as to what Olivia has said or what I've said or Renalia or Maureen, again, if you don't want to say something, just come up afterwards. But any questions now that we can help you with? And you've got to do what I don't do. I always sort of just keep talking, and I don't.
Yeah, hi. This is Nirmal. And the last schedule I got looked something like this. The next item in this is 9:30 to 10:15, welcome and introduction to the multi-stakeholder. But in the today's schedule, it's not there.
Are you looking at the right day?
Yes, thanks. 7th April and both.
Yeah, that was the organisation that I sent out as I knew it at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So the schedule that you've gotten from Heidi this morning is the one that we've received this morning too. So that's the one we'll follow.
So is this item been moved into some other?
Yeah.
Can you help me with that?
We're all going to the newcomers meeting, of course. Yeah, it's not your meeting, is it? Sorry, the newcomers meeting is different from the ALAC meeting that they're actually holding here.
I'm not talking about the newcomers. It's the welcome and introduction to the multi-stakeholder model.
Oh, that is actually part of the newcomers program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. What you've got there is actually what's going to happen in the newcomers program.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your pen.
And you must do what I never do, which is say Holly Raish for the transcript records.
And that was Maureen before that. Actually, Maureen, do you want to go through the schedule for this lot? Because some of what is in your red pack that I have is just for ALAC, whereas what you've got, Maureen, is for multi, is for the rest of you. So if you want to just spend a couple of minutes, that'd be great.
The document that Numal was referring to was the ALS schedule, which I sent out, which I had actually written in conjunction with Janice Lunge, who is in charge of the Fellowship Newcomers Program. And what I was actually asking Janice was some content so that we actually had a better idea, because I do know that there are some ALS members who are actually involved in other meetings at the same time. So I thought if I could get from Janice an idea of what was on and sometimes that anyone who actually had to remove themselves from a meeting might have an idea of what they might be missing and catch up. So if you can access that document, it's sort of like a coloured one. It will be a good idea. But at the same time, the ALAC meetings, which are also listed there, the content is actually very explicitly explained on those documents you've received today. Okay.
Hi, Rinalia for the transcript record. I have a question for the ALSs. Are you all aware about Adobe Connect and how to get on it? If you're not sure, please raise your hand so staff can do briefing. Okay, you're not sure. Matt, are you around? Matt, can you just do a quick brief on how to get to Adobe Connect, please?
Hello, this is Matt Ashtiani for the transcript record. Adobe Connect is accessible from the agenda pages. If you click the link, you'll be taken to a login page. You do not need a login. You can log in as a guest. Usually when I click the link, it works, so just give it a second. I promise it'll work. I made a promise I can keep. So just enter your name. So no, it's too early. And you can access it. So this is actually what you see on the left-hand side. You can share presentations. There's a chat. Currently, I've just been chatting with myself, but it's a great way to connect. You can send private messages. So as they were saying, if you don't understand something and you want to ask, you can send staff a message. You can send someone else a message offline, but still within the system. And if you need any help with it, just come up to me or any other staff member, and we can help you.
Thank you, Matt. It's Holly for the transcript records. Are there any other questions? Because if not, it's 9:00. You can all go have some coffee.
No, you can't. We start ALAC now.
We start ALAC, so those who are not attending the ALAC meeting can have some coffee. And those who are attending the ALAC meeting have to sit tight. Okay.